So it took me 2 or 3 minutes to get dressed. I went up to the bridge, and it took me another 2 or 3 minutes to get my night vision, because it's absolutely pitch black on the bridge of a ship at night. And you keep it pitch black so you've got vision out in the ocean. So it took me a couple of minutes to get my night vision. And when I did, I noticed...
Night vision by your own
eyes? By my own eyes, not by night vision glasses or anything, but just my own getting adjusted. So I was standing at the back of the bridge so I didn't bump into anybody or anything, and my night vision came out, and Richie was up there, and he came over and said to me, "We're awash up forward," meaning the waves were coming over the bow. And the chief engineer was up
there. And
this
is what you had noticed earlier.
When I first got up, and when my feet hit the deck, I could tell them.
Earlier in the day.
I know, when they called me at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I could tell that the ship was down by the hip.
Okay.
So something happened between me getting off watch at midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning, only a span of an hour. So when I got up to the bridge and got my night vision, Richie walked over and just said, "We're a wash up forward." And I could see the captain and the chief engineer out on the starboard bridge wing, and they were shining a huge spotlight up forward. So I stepped forward to the bridge, the windows on the bridge, and I could look up forward, and you could see these 40-foot seas just washing completely across the deck of the ship. The bow of the ship would just disappear. Then it would reappear. It would ship the water off it. Another one would come across.
Did you know that you saw waves coming across the bow earlier in the evening also?
When we left the Theodora, I was on the stern.
Okay.
Like I say, I had never seen water come over the stern of a ship.
Okay.
Water comes over the bow of a ship all the time.
I see. So on the stern you saw water.
I was back there just watching us depart the Theodora at that time.
Thank you for clarifying.
So when I stepped to the front of the bridge at 1 o'clock when they had called us, I could see the entire front of the ship was awash. And I could hear the chief engineer and the captain talking that there was water in one of the cargo holds, but they couldn't get a head pressure on the pump.
And this means?
A head pressure means getting a suction on a hose to pump the water out. They just couldn't do it. Well, in the years of carrying coal, all that dust, all that coal granular had gotten up into the hose. They call it a bell mouth, and it really is just shaped like a bell. It had all packed in there and was like concrete, so they couldn't get a suction on these water pockets. So now the chief and the captain are talking about the water up in the forward part of the ship. The captain came into the bridge and he radioed the Coast Guard. And he said to the Coast Guard that he thinks, we were in major trouble. You can hear the transcripts are available. He told the Coast Guard that we were in trouble, and that he thought he was going to lose his ship, that we were down by the head, and we couldn't get any suction on our pumps.
I'm sorry, the transcript is available with the Coast Guard?
With the Coast Guard,
yeah. Thank you.
So the conversation between he and the Coast Guard was a call for help, the initial call, hoping that, just as the Theodora had, that somebody could come in and lend us a hand, drop some pumps down, we could take care of the situation.